Well, if it's a weekend at home, Tim Flannery's on the show, and that's the way we do it. And I appreciate you being with us, Flan, third base coach for the San Francisco Giants. The Orioles are in town. This is a good ball club, and they've got some people you saw at the All-Star game. Just so the fans, of course, this is Saturday. We've got two games coming up, Saturday and Sunday. Talk a little bit about the Orioles and what you saw them at the All-Star game.
Well, I saw most of their infield start the All-Star game. You know, I looked out, and Machado ended up coming in to play third base, an amazing athletic kid. And then you got J.J. Hardy, the veteran there at shortstop. And then you look over at first base, and you have Davis, who's having an incredible year offensively. And in the outfield, they got Jones. They got some guys that can really throw. Marquesas in right has a seven or so assist. They're built very athletic. They're a power team that hits home runs. They'll strike out, but they're up there to do some damage when they connect.
Yeah, I was looking it up today. 34 errors coming into this series. That's the best in the American League. It may be the best in baseball. I didn't look at the National League, but certainly for them, that's certainly 34 errors. We played 115 games.
Yeah, you know, J.J. Hardy, I think, is a big anchor of that infield. I liked J.J. when he was with the Milwaukee Brewers, and then he went over to Minnesota and then came up here with the Orioles again, and is really his energy is very steady, his very strong throwing arm, and then you have this third baseman, Machado. I think fans are going to get a chance to see one of the young athletic stars in this game. He made a play in the All-Star game. I still can't believe it. It was down the line, top spin, in between hop. Not only does he make the catch, he sets himself deep back here behind third base, behind the coaching box, and throws a missile to first base to get a speedy runner. So they're built athletically, and they got Buck Showalter that always demands perfection.
Yeah, it's funny. One last thought, we'll leave the Orioles in a second and talk a little about your music on last Monday night, Jerry Garcia night. It was terrific. But Buck Showalter, maybe he doesn't get enough credit. And he's a stickler, and the clock, and everything's timed to the second and the minute. It sounds like Barry Zito is a manager, so to speak. But he produces teams that play baseball. He really does throughout his career.
And, you know, Marty, he's managed long enough to be able to make his own adjustments because the player has changed. The players have changed. You can't manage back maybe the way he originally started, the way Dick Williams and Whitey Herzog demanded this is the way it's going to be. The players are a lot different. You got to find a way to get them to want to play for you and have them all play on the same page. And obviously this is what he's got going here now. I don't know if it's probably his fourth team or fifth team, but he's a great manager.
Yeah, I guess the Yankees, Arizona, and Baltimore, unless there's another one in there, Cleveland. I don't know. Maybe there's another. But Texas, too. All right. Boy, you got a better memory than me. You're younger. You're younger than me. That's why. All right, Monday night, you did the national anthem. Cousin was out as well.
My brother.
Brother. Okay, your brother was out as well. And, of course, it was Jerry Garcia night. I just looked at you on the field, and you had that smile on your face.
Well, I love my brother's an amazing music teacher and sings opera in three different languages. So he was in Kentucky, and Bobby Weir asked if the funny part, the funny story was when Bobby Weir goes, Phil Lesh can't sing the bottom end. Do you have any of your coaches with a strong singing voice? I'll send them a sound file. And I said, Bobby, we don't really sit around a piano in the coach's room, but let me just fly my younger brother out, who's an incredible musician, and you'll enjoy singing with him. And you know, I love to sing the anthem, number one. It's our country song. But to be able to sing it with my brother and Bobby Weir is great. But it's a funny thing. People go, are you nervous? I said, no. The only thing I'm ever nervous about is the nine innings following the national anthem.
I get it. No, believe me. You look so relaxed. You look just a smile on your face standing near the mound to do that national anthem. It was really wonderful. So good for you. All right. We're getting deeply into the dog days of summer. When I say that to you, just give the fans an idea of, as a player, as a coach, manager, what are the dog days really all about?
Well, this time of year, you've probably the reality has sunk in of what kind of team you are. And when you're in the middle of that race, the dog days don't mean much because you're so pumped up about what's ahead, what's going to happen, what has a chance to happen. We're in a spot where we have to find a way to stay positive, keep these guys going, try to get better as we go, try to see who we are moving forward later on in the season and even into next season. But physically, we've been going at it for a long time. I kind of go into I call it bunker mentality. I don't really talk much on the phone anymore. Once I hit August, I try to sleep as much as I can and just basically save all of my energy mentally and physically for the 3 hours of this game, because it's easy to be tired. It's easy for guys to drift, and that's when you make mistakes. So mentally, we got to find a way to stay sharp, and a lot of times you got to just physically rest, prepare yourself for the 3 hour game every night.
Tim Flannery with us as always on the weekend when we're home. We appreciate Flann's being with us, just talking some ball. You know, the short off season. You know, you win a World Series, thank goodness, and it's a short off season. You get into spring training. It just seems like you didn't sleep. You know, you're just all of a sudden coming back. I always say in August is when you feel it, because that's when you have to have the fresh legs. So if you've had the short off season, maybe this is the time of year that it shows on teams.
Yeah. It can, and it obviously has, and I've felt it as a coach, so I know they have felt it as a player. Is that an excuse? No. It's the reality of winning a world championship. It's a reality of what comes with winning a world championship, with the hoopla, the parade, the responsibilities, the accountabilities, the shortened off season. That's just the way it is. But I'd like to do that every year. You know, it's not something that we're running from. The good thing we have going for us now, we got tonight Ryan Vogelsong coming back, who's rested. He's been hurt. He's coming back rested. We've got Angel Pagan a few weeks away. So though we're heading into a time where it could be really looking for next year, I'm still crazy in the sense of let's pay some people back. Let's walk out of this place like we did last year, like champions, and at least leave some calling cards for people to let them know we're coming back at them.
Well, this week the manager said that to the team, and you know, he called them in, and after a tough loss to the Brewers, said just what you said.
Yeah, and it was something that needed to be said. This team, sometimes you gotta pull yourself away from the big picture and say, hey, look, let's just go back to how we were the last 6-7 weeks, and even into the playoffs when we were just trying to win the moment, we were trying to play for the inning, and that's playing every pitch mentally, and that's what is the great player, the tough player can play every single pitch of every game mentally. They don't take pitches off because the game doesn't allow you to, because that's almost every time you take a pitch off, something weird is going to happen.
It's true. You know, the other night I was lucky enough to sit in the first row right next to the dugout, and I kind of looked in at you guys, the coaches and the manager. You guys are intense. I mean, you guys are working. The wheels are turning. And I looked at the players, and they're kind of looking and hanging on the fence and stuff like that, and it made me realize that in some sense you guys have more responsibility to get the game the way it should be played than the players do. Players use their natural talent. They go out and play baseball. But you're thinking and doing things, and you guys are not on the field, but you're actually more intense than the players.
You know, I don't know about that, Marty. I know that what we do is we try to prepare them as much as we can. We have scouting reports. I have friends, Gags over in Oakland, especially when we're playing American League teams. I call him. He gives me scouting reports on the arms of the American League teams, and I give him scouting reports on the National League guys. We then give all of our information to the player, and then we hope, there you're going to hear that word, then we hope it happens the way we'd like to see it, you know, and that's the hard part of being a coach. You prepare them, you get them ready, and then you do a lot of hoping, and that's the hard part.
No, really, I believe you, because you almost look like a parent in a way, because you guys are intense, you know, every move and striking out or, you know, coming back, trying to figure out what do you do next, and it's an interesting dynamic that I hadn't really seen close up before, so, but nice weekend of baseball. baseball. The Orioles are in town, and as we go through this 2013 season, there's something beautiful about the stretch drive.
Well, there really is. You know, you also have to look up and be a realist as a coach, as a player. And this is the hardest thing, but this is something that I try to get to all of them when they're about, you know, we're almost to that point. You got to let everybody know that there are no guarantees next season, that you better play every game like it's the last game you ever have. This is the last day you ever have. This is the last chance you have to play with this ball club, because it's a business. And at the end of this time, there's going to be decisions that have to be made. And production is what matters at this level. And if other teams are going to want you, if this one doesn't. So it can also become a personal quest that makes you motivate yourself to keep playing hard and keep trying to produce. So it's a fine balancing line here coming up, but we just have to shine the positive light no matter what and keep pushing.
I appreciate it. You sound like me on the show. That's what I've been saying. The stories of 2013 are not written yet. There's a lot of stories that have to be told, depending, and it will depend on what happens next year.
Well, you're great on the show, Marty. You see, the stuff that you continually say is true. In fact, it's sometimes we need to hear it as coaches, because it is a hard time, and we sometimes go, oh, man, this, what in the heck's going on? But you got to remember, this is a very difficult game. We've been playing it a long, long time, and the experience that you have to fall back on, knowing that, yeah, things are going to get better, things will get better, because that's just the way this game is. It's an up-and-down game, and I look at the history. If it was so easy, it wouldn't take them 52 years to get one of them.
I'm going to have you come in and talk to the callers.
I've already done that, Marty. I did that post-game show in San Diego. I remember I was driving home one night, and my wife goes, what are you doing? You're supposed to be on the air. I go, no, I quit.
Always a pleasure, Flann. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
That's Tim Flannery. Always a pleasure to have him on. More on KNBR 680, the sports leader.